Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Another edition of Your Hidden Power, affectionately known in the Stefan multimedia world as YHP. To the rest of the world, the people that follow us, doing a good job listening to this program, the support we get for it, very cool. The podcast is yourhiddenpowershow.com, and you can get that on the website, yourhiddenpowershow.com. Find it there or wherever you get your podcasts. Joining me in this event is Laura Banks, as usual. Actress, author, astrologer, and we underscore the astrology here because we've invited Christopher Renstrom to be with us on the program this week and in podcast form. He's very well known as an astrologer. As a matter of fact, the two of them are talking like they were old buddies. He's the creator of rulingplanets.com. So let's start with that, Christopher. How do we use the benefits of going to rulingplanets.com? What's there?
Well, what's there is that you can get a daily horoscope, a weekly horoscope, a rundown of your ruling planet, what it means to be born under Saturn, for instance, or Venus. You can also see where the planet was on your birthday, what sign it's in, what that's going to mean. It helps you determine when you're in and out of season. There's all sorts of things that are there on that website.
All right, so this is proprietary knowledge, because there are a lot of astrologers who get a lot of information from certain websites or being able to understand how to put these together. And I'm a great believer in astrology. Frankly, I've used it for decades, and it hasn't always done me a lot of work, a lot of good when I've done the work on relationships, but it's helped me. It's helped me in my work. It isn't whether you decide to hire somebody or not. It's how do you deal with them. And I have found that I don't have a clue unless I sometimes know more about their moon sign and where their rising is. As a matter of fact, I find, and I wonder what your thoughts are on this, because I know that Laura and I have talked about this on this program with others. Mm-hmm. What's more important, your sun sign or your moon sign? And maybe how do you blend that information?
Well, and I would add a fourth component, which is your ruling planet. And that's the planet that rules your sun sign. And your ruling planet is like your, patron saint, life coach, den mother, and corporate sponsor, all wrapped up into one. So what you're also going to want to know is what planet you were born under. Are you a child of Saturn, child of Mars? But the sun typically is very strong for public affairs and for any decisions you might be making in terms of business or something along those lines, whereas the moon rules over your private life. It rules over your emotional life. And so the moon's going to talk about your home, your family, you know, the people who are closest to you. And then the rising sign, finally, is the way that you present. It's how you show up. It's the face of your astrology chart. So you may be a sun in Leo, but if you're
Doug is rising, a sun, Scorpio, moon, Pisces, Aquarius rising.
What okay, give that to me one more time, Laura.
Sure. He's a Scorpio sun, moon in Pisces with Aquarius rising.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and this is Doug?
This is Doug.
Yeah. Well, the moon and the Scorpio are very private and very drawn to mysteries and secrets, whereas the Aquarius is not like that. It's actually much more communicative. It presents a face to the world, and it's much more interactive and relationship-oriented. So there's going to be a side of Doug that's very private, and then a side of Doug that's completely, when I'm dealing with public things right now, and so there's going to be an
almost two worlds.
Exactly.
I can use that song. Two different worlds. We live in two different worlds.
And which one do you choose?
Well, I would assume I'm a sun planet lady because I'm Aries sun, Leo moon, Leo rising, Pluto, Leo, Jupiter, and Leo all in my ascendant. So,
and where the connection is to Doug is that you're both Mars ruled. Okay.
How do you know that?
Yes,
how do you figure that? How do you know that?
Okay, that's our planet.
Doug is Scorpio. Okay, so Mars rules the zodiac sign of Scorpio. And then, Laura, you just said that you're an Aries, and Mars rules the zodiac sign of Aries. So that kind of camaraderie, you know, we're going to go into battle together and have each other's backs, is going to be something that's very strong between the two of you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now let's translate this outwardly to people who are listening. And by the way, you can get lots of information at rulingplanets.com. You lecture on the history of astrology. I would like to know, I was told way back when I first, like 35, 40, 45 years ago, get interested in this, that astrology was the original astronomy, and somehow it changed. And so I wonder if how important or not that is.
What we need to understand is astronomy is the Johnny come lately. Okay, what you had before was astrology, and the split between astrology, the split between astrology and astronomy is in 1609, when Galileo, pushes the envelope at the Pope and says, the sun doesn't orbit us; we orbit the sun, and that causes this huge crisis. But it also is connected to the beginning of the scientific enlightenment in Europe. Way before then, it's all astrology. There's no such thing really as astronomy being separate. So even if you look at Ptolemy, in the three books of Ptolemy, you will see how to map the stars, but you will also see in the same paragraph the meaning of a moon in Libra and a Mars in Gemini. So this idea that of mapping the planets, but that the planets also participated in some fashion with the affairs down here on the world that we live in. These were all one and the same thing until about, the 1600s when there was that split.
Interesting. Wow. I didn't know.
Now, you're right about that. You've done a good job explaining a lot of these things in a number of books that you have written.
Thank you.
Is there one that particularly addresses what we just were talking about?
Well, there's one that I'm working on. It's going to be one that I've got in front of my publishers right now, which is actually about the history of astrology in the United States of America. And that's actually more my expertise. And so I trace the history of astrology, how it comes over with the Puritans and their almanacs and their herbals, the role that it plays in the Civil War, its popularization in the late 19th century.
Let me stop you there for a second.
Wow.
And because one of the things about what we know about the Puritans who came over here because they were fighting with the Church of England is the whole business about not believing in the occult, or at least that's sort of what I have transcribed in nosing around this over the years. I grew up as a Puritan, in a manner of speaking, a New England Congregationalist, which was the offshoot of the Puritans, and I can assure you I am anything but pure. And so I wondered what it was that where the Puritans were trying to get away from the Church of England, and in doing that, did they embrace some of these new ideas there, and that's why they had to leave? Something that we don't know anything about. We haven't heard that part of the story yet, so we'll get to it from Christopher Renstrom's point of view. Doug Stephan here with Laura Banks on Your Hidden Power. Nothing hidden about this information from MyPillow. There is more to that company, MyPillow, than MyPillow. The MyPillow pillows are fabulous, and that's what they cut their teeth on. But now, what do you know about their towels? The proprietary technology in every one of the MyPillow towels makes them highly absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel. When you order the six-piece set, you're going to get two hand towels, two bath towels, and two washcloths. There are six pieces in the set you can add, right? Two, two, and two. And there are neat colors and different sizes. You know that everything that MyPillow makes, including their pillows, is machine washable and dryable, very durable. That's why they're happy to have it come to you. you with a 10-year warranty. So if you don't like them, especially the first 60 days, you send them back, get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com. Learn more about this deal. As a matter of fact, if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page and you look at the offering they have for the pillows, you get one low price attached to not one set, but two six-piece sets. You buy two for the price of one. The BOGO deal is back for the towels. Free shipping as well using the promo code DJV at checkout. Make sure you use DJV at MyPillow.com for all the things. But right now, the big deal is on all the big towels at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Back now in our focus on your hidden power to the age of Aquarius, in a manner of speaking. Christopher Renstrom is here, noted astrologer. His website is rulingplanets.com. Now, in addition to these books that I was asking you about and the one you're working on, Laura is all gaga about the cosmic calendar. What do you give readers and users in your cosmic calendar?
Well, basically, my premises or the idea that I work from is that your astrological chart is your own personal cosmic calendar. Astrology isn't a science, and astrology isn't a religion. What astrology is a calendar. It's why every civilization on this planet developed some form of astrology. It was in order to tell time. So it wasn't about, you know, like you're fated or doomed or you're going to have this exemplary life. It was more about reading the planets in terms of your changing fortunes. When would be the best time to plant? When would be the best time to harvest? And so the idea was that you lived according to your own personal time as it appears in your own astrological chart. So what the Cosmic Calendar, which is the book that I have by Tartu Paragi, talks about is how to do things in your own personal season, in your own time, so as to be able to get the best out of your life decisions. And then what are the times of year when it's a good idea to duck and cover or to maybe even retrench.
But the calendar is generic for everybody, right? Sorry, Doug.
Yeah.
The calendar is for everyone to read regardless of your chart, right?
We all live in a calendar, right? Okay. But your chart is when the calendar starts for you, and that's around your birthday. So that's when you're in season. That's when you feel the most together and yourself.
So January is November for me, then.
Exactly. Yeah. And whereas when we're in August, you may be feeling not so zippy, you know, at a low point. And that's because the sun is opposite where it was on your birthday. And so you basically chart or design your calendar based on that. And that's what this book shows you how to do.
Christopher Renstrom continues on Your Hidden Power.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Moving back into our more than philosophical, pretty knowledgeable quest to find out more about astrology, astrologer Laura Banks, I'm sure, is learning some things here, as are the folks listening to Christopher Renstrom, author of a number of books and the creator of the website rulingplanets.com, the cosmic calendar. I was mentioning the fact that I grew up as a sort of congregational, New England Congregationalist, which is an offshoot of Puritanism, and you had made mention of the fact that the first settlers that came from England were very much into astrology. So how did those two fit together?
Well, it's fascinating. Astrology, they're not into astrology per se, but what it is that if you look at the almanacs that the colonials bring over, okay, on the ship, those have a listing of planets and signs, okay, and they talk about good days and bad days when to plant, and they forecast weather and things like this. Right. So astrology and the zodiac signs...
Like the farmer's almanac. It's not unlike
exactly
the farmer's almanac.
Except nowadays it's just the sun and the moon, but the Puritans came with a whole list of all the planets, as they understood them. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what's interesting about this is that it actually dovetails back to John Calvin. Maybe you recognize his name.
Oh, yeah.
Who actually wrote a famous essay, I think it's 1545, where he talks about good versus bad astrology, almost like good versus bad cholesterol. So good astrology was astrology that had to do with weather prediction or medical concerns, okay, because they would diagnose based on the placement of the planets. And then bad astrology was anything dealing with trying to foretell the future and therefore questioning the
All
judgment
right, let me ask you.
Or the will of God. Yeah.
Let me ask you, Christopher, a practical question. Mm-hmm. Let's say somebody really believes in this. Like I would, if I were to have a serious operation and I needed mm-hmm. some kind of medical attention, and I was looking for the best day to have the operation, how do I have that conversation with the doctor who will tell you he or she is a scientist and all this, you know, they look at you. I remember actually having this conversation. It wasn't about an operation, but it was about treatment for something,
sure.
And this doctor thought I was off my rocker.
Well, you know who excelled at that? Who was very, very good at that. That was her type of astrology, was Joan Quigley. I interviewed Joan a number of times, and she was very proud of her electional, it's called electional astrology, which is when you set a date for an operation. And Joan Quigley, who everyone would know as, knows as being Nancy Reagan's astrologer,
that's
what she was known for, and that was her particular expertise. And she was an Aries, like you, Laura, and she was very proud of that.
Yes.
Yeah. So you work with Patty.
Obviously, you don't have that conversation with your doctor.
Yeah, no, you know, you and Doug, you're going to a place I'm going to just jump in. You're going to where I want to go, too, is this Patty Stanger connection and that program with the millionaire matchmaker. When you look at a chart in relationships, where do you look first for compatibility, or what kind of person someone should be looking for? The seventh house, of course.
Are they born near each other in the year? Yeah, that's the first thing that I look for. A lot of times our closest relationships are with people born under the same sign, or maybe the month before us or the month after us. And then after that, I look for whether they have a shared ruling planet. Like, for instance, you and Doug are both born under Mars, so you share the same ruling planet. So that's going to set you up in like a business relationship. So these are the things that I look for that really tie people's charts together.
And what about big money or going to make money? Where do you see a chart or a planet falling in what way, or with a sense of these millionaires that are on the show?
Right. It's always a strong Jupiter and Pluto right off the bat. Where Jupiter and Pluto fall on their chart, are they in trine? Are they at the top of the chart? Are they rising? But it's always Jupiter and Pluto. Pluto is the gives us our word plutocracy, which means the wealthy or the money class. So Pluto in a chart, very strong, is going to talk about wealth.
Daily horoscopes are available, all kinds of personal information and help. If you're looking for that sort of thing, you come to the right place. Christopher Renstrom is at your service at rulingplanets.com. Find out about the history of astrology, his work in it, the books that he's writing, and also the cosmic calendar. All right there at rulingplanets.com. Christopher, good to have you here with Laura and Doug on Your Hidden Power.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1494. 800-932-1494. 800-932-1494. That's 800-932-1494.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden's infrastructure package may be facing some opposition from his own party. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said Monday that he'd like to see the way the proposal is being funded changed, wanting a smaller increase in the corporate tax rate than is in the president's plan. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt believes that the package is too big, no matter how it's funded. He tells Fox News that only about 30% of the $2.25 trillion plan is actually about infrastructure.
Roads, the bridges, the airports, the ports, all the money they propose spending on that is exceeded by the amount of money that they are willing to spend to set up electric charging stations all over America. The real focus here needs to be on the part of our infrastructure above ground and below ground that makes us compete and safe, and we can do that. And we could easily do that, in my view, in a bipartisan way in a bill that's paid for by the infrastructure investments themselves.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is calling for a global minimum corporate tax rate. In a speech Monday to the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, Yellen said that a standard tax rate would keep companies from relocating to different countries and end what she called a 30-year race to the bottom.
We're working with G20 nations to agree to a global minimum corporate tax rate that can stop the race to the bottom. Together, we can use a global minimum tax to make sure the global economy thrives based on a more level playing field in the taxation of multinational corporations and spurs innovation, growth, and prosperity.
And the federal government won't require a COVID vaccination passport, according to the White House chief medical advisor. The concept of a passport in some form to provide proof of COVID vaccination has been contentious in the last few weeks, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing an executive order banning them in his state. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says that's not something the federal government is planning on requiring for business or travel. He tells Politico that will be left up to private entities.
I do believe that there will be individual entities that will do that. There may be theaters that say you don't get in unless you have proof of vaccination. There may be colleges or other educational institutions that do that. I'm not saying they should or that they would.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Joining us again, as he does every week at this time, is paranormalist, mystifier, some people call him a psychic, Uri Geller is here from his home in Old Jaffa, which is part of Tel Aviv. One of the things that you and I were talking about last week was the fate of Benjamin Netanyahu, who is your friend, and I'm not sure how, I know a lot of times you use your mind to try to help circumstances, not that you want to influence the election, but a lot of people will ask you who you like. You don't keep that a secret. You didn't do that here. So just out of curiosity to follow up on the conversation of Netanyahu, how is he doing and how is it all shaking out, given you spent a lot of time and energy?
Doug, it seems like you missed the big story. Are you next to a computer?
I am.
Put the name Uri Geller and Suez Canal.
That, well, that is that, that was I was going to get to that. Okay, yeah, right, right. Okay. Oh my heavens! It's always an episode. But I mean, the Netanyahu thing is important. All right. So Uri Geller claims the ship in the Suez Canal was moved by mind power. What, the mind? You used your mind power to get it off being stuck?
Well, it wasn't only my mind power. What happened is that when the ship got stuck, I got hundreds of emails from people around the world. Some of them were funny. Hey, Mr. Geller, can you bend the ship back into position and so on? But then I got a very serious offer from British Press to do a massive experiment with air readers. And I said, let's go for it. So I made a video where I instructed the readers of the Star, the Daily Star, to focus on the ship at 11:11 a.m. and 11:11 p.m. and visualize it moving, push it back into the Suez Canal. Lo and behold, the ship moved exactly at 11:04. I've got emails from people working out there in dinghies. So this story took waves, it got wings, and it went worldwide. And I got two headlines, front page headlines, in a row, 2 days in a row, which is unheard of. So that was a big thing I did last week. Now, next week, I don't know what I'll do.
All right, so let's take that as an example of what we can do if we all collectively use our minds, which is part of what you teach in your lectures. People that listen to you understand mind power and what it's done. So this is the latest example of how doing that can be so satisfying and successful, right?
Yes, very much so. I discovered that people's mind powers can be triggered. I was basically, for 50 years, a catalyst. I was acting as a catalyst, as a trigger to the power of people's minds. When they watch me on television, I would tell them to go to the kitchen and bring a spoon or a fork, right, or bring, yep, a broken watch, and we actually activated it. So I managed to do the first interactive television in the history of television world. And that shocked me, because I realized that it wasn't my powers that were bending the spoons and fixing broken watches at home. It was my sheer willpower telling people at home to believe in themselves and do the same as I'm doing in the studio.
And it works. I've seen that any number of times when I was with you in the green room when you were on Jay Leno's Tonight Show, and you did the usual watch. I mean, I've seen you in performances in England and America where people will bring things down to you, or you'll say, if you have a washing machine that doesn't work at home or a toaster, you know, and then people will come around after you've done think this or say, work, work, work. And, you know, that's all part of it. You taught me about thoughts being things, and that's what this is all about. The ship moves. You know, people say, that's a lot of nonsense. Prove that it's not. Right? I mean, again.
Yeah. But anyhow, this got headline news, and many magicians and mentalists are debating and are talking about all the magic forums. This Geller is a genius in publicity. You're actually right.
Right. There's nothing wrong with that. To talk about what you can do. And again, nobody's going to be able to prove that the power of your mind and all the thousands or tens of thousands or maybe millions of people that pay attention to you are working together to help in that circumstance. Good for you. Congratulations. Uri Geller. Check out his website, URIGELLER. Find out, using his book, How to Douse. It's kind of an intuitive thing, kind of fun. And the museum is highlighted as well. Uri, URIGELLER, UriGeller.com. On your hidden power, it's very easy for us to think about the elements that make up what it is that makes your body powerful, your brain powerful, your body powerful. One of the things I talk about all the time is keeping your body clean. I much believe in not having things that are very much a part of what we are living around introduced into your body. Thus, my excitement over Ebon's Bakehouse If you go to the website, ebondsbakehouse.com, and see how they have dealt with your digestive disorders, if you have celiac, if you got a lot of gas, if you're eating gluten and it doesn't agree with you, that is wheat, barley, rye, that kind of stuff, causes a lot of damage to your stomach, your small intestine. So let's free ourselves of that and other things that come from gluten by enjoying the products that are made at Ebon's Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com. Go there and look at the story, the way they've come up with these fabulous cookies, the breads. I have them all. I love to have sandwiches, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I just love those. Or maybe a tomato and cheese sandwich, something like that, grilled tomato and cheese. Using these breads, man, send you into another reality. And after you've eaten a great sandwich, you need a good cookie. Chocolate chip cookies, crispy pecan shortbread cookies, the peanut butter cookie, white chocolate cherry oatmeal, goes on and on and on. All the cookies are made all the purest way. You got to keep them in the refrigerator or the freezer because they don't have any gluten. They don't have anything that's processed in them. And that's why I love them, and you're going to love them too. There's a big discount for folks that use the DJV code. When you go to ebondsbakehouse.com to order, you get the 100% money back guarantee that goes with every one of the purchases and products. Just look over what they have. That's a great visit. Take some time, decide what you want to try, and do it at no risk to you. EbonsBakehouse.com for all of the natural and good and healthy things that we, you know, you want to enjoy breads, you want to enjoy dinner rolls, buns, that kind of stuff, and cookies. All there at EbonsBakehouse.com without anything that'll make you sick. DJV, use that code for a big discount at checkout. Don't forget about our podcast every week that comes to you courtesy of the, well, wherever you get your podcasts, actually, because you can find it anywhere, Apple, Amazon, you know where you get your podcasts, and you can get them, you get the program as well on, if you go to the website, yourhiddenpowershow.com, you can hear the program, you can hear the podcast, and the thing is that they're kind of, there's a retro feeling. You can go back to the very first program that we did 4 or 5 years ago and learn, because each one of the weeks has a different experience, different knowledge to impart. So help yourself every week to the podcast of Your Hidden Power at yourhiddenpowershow.com, or as I say, wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get 2 hand and 2 bath towels, as well as 2 washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for 1 low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for 1 low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Moving back into the fold here on Your Hidden Power, Doug Steffen with Mary O'Malley, who is our psychic scout. She is someone who provides so many people with so much help every week. There are lots of things that are going on this week I thought it was interesting, and I kind of want you to weigh in on the power of the mind. As you know, Uri Geller shares time with you here in Your Hidden Power, and he was talking about how the ship in the Suez Canal was moved by mind power. And one wonders if we all sort of put our minds together, you see this, what good can come of putting our minds together? And I wonder your thoughts about individually when people come to you, they make appointments, they listen, and they learn from you at PsycheScout.com. But then, as you send people out into the world, do you advise them, do you encourage them to use the power that is good in their minds to do things that are good? I mean, it may be a stretch for some people because they're so worried about themselves, but sometimes you get people off of thinking about themselves and their lives get a little bit better. So we concentrate on the universal, Alan, this was a mess. The Suez Canal thing was a mess.
Yeah.
So the universality of working together to clean up the mess. What do you think about that potential?
Well, it's interesting, especially considering Uri and spoon bending. I was at a spoon bending class years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, at a conference. And, of course, there were, at least 150 of us in the room. And so we were learning how to bend spoons and focusing on it. And I'll be darned, this stainless steel spoon just bent so easily like it was butter. It was crazy. But that was in a room full of people all focusing on the same thing. On my own, I haven't been able to do it. But I was able to do it in a room full of other people concentrating
thus,
on the same thing.
Supporting thoughts or things and mind power comes from people working together on stuff like that. I really believe that Uri has influenced a lot of things in his time. And I think if you teach people that or if you buy into all the various things, you got to have a mind that's curious, though, right? When you have people come to you and they're kind of flat and dead and they don't have any dimensional thinking, how do you get them out of that? How do you help them if they're just flat, single-dimensional thinkers?
Well, it's funny because my guides use humor, to get them laughing and kind of get them out of that stuck mode.
Right.
Laughing at themselves or laughing at the situation. Anything to just sort of get them to relax and break that energy. And sometimes they just can't, especially in that moment if they're really stressed out. But, a lot of times, there's different ways to help them to relax, see the bigger picture overall. Pray for, say the right words
pray
for themselves, that kind of thing. People always think everything's going to be really, really hard, and maybe everything in their life has been hard. But when we ask the universe, if this was easy, what would it look like?
Well, but do we make it hard?
The energy.
You've been around thousands of people. Do you think that people make their lives hard by not learning life's lessons?
Yes. I mean, I hate to put it that way, because we get programmed from early on. And once you get one of those programs running, say before the age of 7, and you don't even know it's there, then you could be self-sabotaging all the way along and really have no idea why or what's going on or that you're a big part of it. Mm-hmm. So Spirit will point those things out, how to find those voices that don't actually belong to us, mm-hmm. and shift that around. So it's, it's easy to point fingers, but that's not really what's going on. There's something else going on that the person has no way to be aware of because it's stuck in their subconscious mind someplace.
Yep. Well, that's why we need the help from your magic mind. Go to Mary is a great coach. You can find out about that asking about her magic mind courses when you go to PsychicScout.com or MaryO'Malley.com. Always a pleasure to have you here. Your insight, your wisdom, your encouragement, because that's what we all need in life, to get out of our rut and start thinking better thoughts in a more universal way. Mary O'Malley, help yourself at PsychicScout.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
X is with us, 53 past the hour for her weekly visit as we understand what the astrological signs are, the world is. We've had a very interesting conversation this week with a fellow named Christopher Renstrom on the Your Hidden Power program, who is another powerful astrologer. Interesting how astrologers learn astrology from other astrologers.
Yeah.
Is that so? Is there a sameness to all this? I mean, I think if you don't have some agreement, people aren't going to really trust the info, right?
Well, if anything, you're going to learn, Doug, right? There's going to be, you want to be a great chef, you go to chef school. You know, I mean, I'm going to look up Christopher's courses and see if I can enroll immediately, because his whole understanding of the history and Ptolemy, and how fascinating is it that astrology preceded astronomy. Mm-hmm. As an understanding.
See, I didn't know that.
Belief. No, myself. I had no idea.
If you're looking, I wasn't sure, because he was talking about Patty Stanger and the Millionaire mm-hmm. Match and all that stuff,
right.
And wondering whether he said finding somebody whose chart is, at least your, it sounded like your sun sign was close.
Right.
Is that just for matching up with somebody who has enough money to take care of themselves, or is that go across the board?
This 1 month apart, like I'm seeing someone now, we're about 2 months apart. I bet that's better. I haven't gotten under the specifics of it yet, and I never heard of that before, but he said all these charts he saw with Patty that say you're born in March, you want to meet someone maybe in April or May or February.
Meet them their sign is from?
They're born in that month around your month.
Right. So
then, like for me, it's been a lot of Aquarian men, a lot of Aquarian men in my life, and they're born a month after me. So it fits me.
Yeah.
You know, Ken right now, my new fella, he's January. That's within a couple months of me.
Right.
And then something happened, like when he said the sun goes opposite your time of birth, so which for me would be September, you're in a lower space. Or when you're born in a certain time of year, that's when you're in your high space. Although the actual date of your birth, it's ironic. We go out, we eat cake, we party, we drink. The date of your birthday, you're the weakest. Your body's the weakest. It's the best time to really take care and do healthy things because the cellular memory in your body of your birth is exhausting.
So how do you, using this information that you bestow upon people, they can find you at stargalnetwork.com, creating the life, that's what really people are asking. Mm-hmm. Help me create the life that I want today. What do I need to do? Or is there nothing I need to do? That's really, I think, the first step in getting a good reading, isn't it? Whether you get it from
you, there's a lot you need to do.
Christopher, whomever.
Right. You know, exactly. You know, the number one thing is, you know, what's your sun, moon, rising? You know, now Christopher threw in there the ruling planet idea, rulingplanet.com, his website. I'm just so impressed. I want to share that. But once you have an understanding of how you tick, which is, hey, look under the hood. Your car gets an oil change. Look and get understand who you are. Then it's important to look at the seasons to understand the planets. Like on April 8th, we have a new moon in Aries, which is a stunning opportunity for fresh starts and self-expression. And the real key word, actually it's April 11th, I'm sorry. The key word in all of this with all of our Aquarian planets right now and this new moon coming in Aries on April 11th is to be in self-expression of what works for you and hopefully the people in your life can deal with it. Not in a rude way, not in a mean way, but I think so often, particularly women, we're all about catering to the man and making sure the family's okay and then we end up resentful and drinking too much wine. Now,
right,
that doesn't work. So with this independent thinking, powerful independent sign of Aries coming into this fresh new moon, we're building right now toward that April 11th. Breathe in this sense of I get to do and be who I am, and that people will line around you. It's either you're following your dream or you're following somebody else's dream. Right, Doug?
Mm. Yeah, I think one of the things we all have our heart's desire, that's for sure. We have the benefit of a lot of intrapersonal insights using a good astrologer to get at this stuff. But you almost have to have it consistently in order for it to be any good or have any value. That's what I find anyway. I think having one reading with somebody is nonsense. It doesn't really provide you with anything because you almost the other side is you can risk being too dependent on these folks. But there's a happy medium somewhere where you take the advice because it changes because the realities change every day, right?
It does. And what's funny is, you know, it's like if you're a connoisseur of wines, you're going to enjoy wine more. If you're a connoisseur of cars, you know, everything's going to happen to us anyway without this understanding. It's something to be said for understanding what is going to be happening before it happens so you can prepare. Or you're living with a Pisces and they're sad a lot of the time or they need to be left alone and they're dealing with all these emotions to understand and be compassionate for that Pisces. It teaches us everything about how to be with people.
Actress, author, and astrologer, the lovely Laura Banks is here, and you can reach her at stargalnetwork.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.